Danis.
Good afternoon. This is the regional news on the national station of the CRTV with Vanessa Wunnang Sunamung. The top stories. Access to good toilet facilities and potable water have been identified as major impediments to effective studying by young girls in some schools in the Northwest during their menstrual period. To promote a safe learning environment for young girls, a Bamenda-based NGO is advocating that school administrators and other stakeholders should adopt policies including easy access to menstrual kits in schools and at affordable rates to ensure proper menstrual hygiene management. Karin Tosam reports from Bamenda.
Bonjour Boris.
Bonjour.
Alors, on va parler de l'atelier de demain. Sur quoi porte l'atelier de...
We're sorry about that mix-up. We're surely going to have that report in our subsequent news editions. Gone are the days when women were seen as simply housewives. Today, many are in leadership positions as they strive to reach their dreams. However, being a working-class lady and balancing family life may be quite challenging as sometimes duty calls at home with family. In a report that follows, Irene Manti, a young girl of CRTV Center, discloses the secret of some working-class women in the capital city. Her report.
Some working-class women in the city of Yaoundé say they rely on time management to perfectly fit the shoes of a parent or spouse when at home. Madame Zankolet works with the Ministry of Finance.
With kids, it's a matter of time management. For instance, if she's at work very late and cannot see kids in the evening, she can organize her time in the way that in the morning she can be with them as they prepare for school.
When emergency comes up, some count on their partners to understand instead of frowning. The tip from her is to settle with a supportive man. Once more, Madame Zhang.
You can come late at home. You can be absent for some events. This is why you need your husband to understand.
Other women like Alvin Etoga, a banker by profession, say she may shift her cooking time to later when duty comes knocking impromptu, without which her schedule is respected.
I don't have a cook, so I prepare food in my house alone, and I do it on time when I go home from the office in the evening. I also set the table every morning before going to work.
Considering the office like the home with the head, it also helps some working class ladies succeed. Florence has been doing it 13 years already.
Je partage aussi les tâches au niveau du service.
I share work to my collaborators, and each person has a responsibility that makes me not to feel overwhelmed with work.
La semaine est tranquille.
Most career women in the center region does actively perform their tasks at different professions. They testify that letting family members and loved ones know about what one's passion is could be of great help and better understanding. Irene Manti Ayonge for the regional news in the center.
And social media users in Bamenda have decried the influx of hate and misinformation in various social media handles with the advent of WhatsApp groups. However, group administrators have disclosed that several measures have been established to curb the ill. More with Veronica Aji of CRTV Northwest.
WhatsApp and other social media handles have become indispensable tools in the workplace today. But several users are of the view that the ease with WhatsApp and other social media handles have become indispensable tools in the workplace today. But several users are of the view that the ease with which groups are created should be a call for concern.
It's becoming alarming and at the same time disappointing.
because the numerous WhatsApp groups that we have, popping messages here and there, some with pictures, just filling the gallery.
I had to restrict my number so that my contacts do not just add me to any kind of group without my consent.
This multiplicity of groups is sometimes detrimental to some.
Oftentimes, I cannot even read the messages in all groups. I've muted some of them. I only check when I have spare time. There are others I've put special alert tones so that I know that a message has been dropped in this group, and I check. Especially the one that concerns my office.
At some point in time, I tend to be absent from relevant information that are going through the groups.
Controlling content, group administrators like Larry Uchenna and Colben Quine say it's often challenging, but rules have been set.
For instance, if you have to upload a content that is audio, video, PDF or picture, you have to label them and you give a vivid message of what you are actually uploading.
Our WhatsApp group, we occasionally open it Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays and Mondays, and then we'll close it up on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays. I will also encourage them to tackle problems, not people, because this is where hate comes in. Another way, we try to make sure that an issue does not stretch beyond a reasonable limit is that we should propose a code of conduct, which is actually called ELMO. Enough, let's move on. We are interested in people to explore interests, not positions.
These communication mediums, according to users in Bamenda, could effectively promote social cohesion should everyone post responsibly. Veronica Aji for the Regional News in Bamenda.
Over to the north, where the University of Yaoundé 1 fan club has arrived Garoua ahead of the 2024 edition of the University Games that will commence tomorrow, May 25, 2024. Our reporter Mercy Ashunyabeyo of CRTV North was at their lodging site at the Jumasi neighborhood in Garoua that is serving as the games village, and pieced together this report.
It will be a cacophony of sounds as fan clubs from the different institutions of higher learning cheer their teams to victory at the 2024 University Games in Garoua. The ambience at the Games Village in the Njumasi neighborhood is already mounting with the arrival of the University of Yaoundé 1 fan club. Maguku Tiku Shalin is a chemistry student of Yaoundé 1 University, and she is in Garoua for the first time and looking forward to the ambience.
We have prepared ourselves mentally and psychologically with the climate and everything to come and accompany them. Our objective is to bring back the gold medal back to Yaoundé 1, and we are going to encourage them under rain, under sun. We also have our own championship that we are going through.
Songs, slogans, choreography, she says, are some of the activities that will serve as side attractions during the games. The journey to Garoua, she adds, was quite long and full of surprises.
Every 5 hours, we're stopping like to strengthen up our legs, do a little bit of exercise, to buy stuff and get refreshment. Though we had water inside the bus, because after 3 hours, we're constantly dehydrating ourselves with water and mostly cola. That's what the doctors, the medical services people were traveling, they advised us to take much water, Coca-Cola and all the like.
At the level of Palace of Ngaoundéré, we saw one of the bus, I think it was UC of Yaoundé 1, that had an accident. But I think by God's grace, there was no death.
Mentally and psychologically, Maguku Tiku Shalin is quite confident they are ready for the sporting jamboree. Mercy Ashunyabeyi, CRTV News, Garoua.
In the Adamawa region, uncovered wells are found in almost all neighborhoods and is a major source of danger for persons and animals moving around. These wells dug for the acquisition of water for varied reasons are sometimes abandoned without any indication for passers-by. The end result, they become a death trap, mostly for children playing around and stray animals. In the report that follows, staffman Amos Enonyaket of CRTV Adamawa says uncovered wells have claimed so many lives, as they have been the reason why some families are in pain. His report.
Oui, stationnaire. Il y a quoi?
It has become recurrent for elements of the Ngaoundéré Army Rescue Units to receive distress calls of either persons or animals trapped in uncovered wells in different neighborhoods. Most at times, the rescue operation is futile, as in this case.
This woman is in pain. She just lost her 10-year-old daughter, who fell into an unprotected well and died.
Les gens lancent des chantiers.
People launch construction sites, and after which the wells remain uncovered. And during the rainy season, weeds invade. Children playing around or people passing are exposed to the danger, and often it's from very deep pits.
Wells dug for the purpose of acquiring water for diverse aims have now become their traps, a subject of unspeakable pain and trauma for many families, simply because these wells are left open without proper protection.
We cannot remain indifferent. Most of the time, people dig wells for relevant purposes, and finally, these wells become sources of killing. Let's take it seriously. Let people take measures to close the wells after use.
Found in public places, private homes, and sometimes covered by grass, uncovered wells are death traps for the local population and their animals.
Staff man Amos Enonyaket reporting there. This is the regional news coming to you from the national station of the CRTV. From the high plateaus to the land of the rising sun in the east region of Cameroon, where owning a birth certificate to many is still a myth, as a cross-section of the population move about without this important document. Most parents only get to know that such a document exists only when their children are about to register for common entrance examination for and other official exams. As Tala LT reports, this picture, which in the past was very dark, is slowly but surely getting brighter thanks to government effort and continuous sensitization. His report.
Over 50% of those without birth certificates in the East region of Cameroon are children aged between 0 to 12 years. Etienne Christian Bindi Bindi is regional head of Bunek Antenna in the East.
Actuellement, le taux de déclaration des naissances,
birth declarations within the deadline as of now stands at around 82%. In the beginning of 2018, we were between 38 and 42%. Children are the most impacted, and at one point, this tends to affect their education. Since they cannot write official exams without this document, most have been forced to drop out of school.
Des examens de fin de cycle, surtout du cycle primaire.
There was even a time when close to 150,000 pupils across the region did not have this important document. Sylvie Esola, head teacher of GPPS Mokolo Group 4.
Pour cette année scolaire,
for this academic year, we did not have up to one quarter of children in class 6 with birth certificates, so we had to call their parents and together seek a solution to this urgent problem. In class 1, for instance, out of 50 pupils, only around 15 have birth certificates.
Notwithstanding continuous efforts made by the state through the Ministry of Decentralization and Local Development, BUNEC and other partners, the East region is slowly but surely getting out of this stalemate.
Tala LT reporting from CRTV East. Persons operating in the electronic sector in Bamenda have mentioned high custom duties and the social unrest as the reason for the slowness in the business sector. They add that to stay afloat, they go for highly demanded brands and sometimes reduce prices of electronic gadgets. Veronica Aje tells us more from CRTV Northwest.
Electronic shops, many Bamenda inhabitants say, have increased at Commercial Avenue as the demand for mobile phones has skyrocketed. The purchase of these gadgets follow different criteria.
When I'm buying a phone as a young person, I consider the mark of the phone, the battery, the space of the phone. Because I'm into several things and I need space, I need a good phone that can sustain for long, even with the battery.
I consider the phone as a backup to my camera. So whenever I want to buy a phone, I always go in for the camera first. The battery is the second option, and the third option is the space of the phone.
While workers focus on camera and battery, students pay more attention to the RAM and storage capacity.
What influences me to get a phone is the memory. We also have the battery's lifespan, how fast the phone is as far as network is concerned.
I don't have a laptop like other students, so most of my notes and other things are stored on my phone.
Around the university premises, we depend on research and the lifespan of the battery. Especially here in Bambly, light is always an issue for us.
If you have a good space, you will automatically have a good RAM, because my interest in phone is how fast the phone is.
Promise, who owns an electronic shop at Commercial Avenue, tells us the business is facing serious challenges.
The economy down here has gone down. The challenges we face now is just to manage with a few customers we have around. Because actually, the business actually now, it's a bit down. Now, when you bring in phones, you declare them regarding the value of the phone.
Phones are bought abroad and retail prices vary depending on the brand.
Starting from 100 to 1 million.
Retailers in electronic gadgets in Bamenda are of the view that with the influx of other electronic stores, the business will be revived accordingly. Veronica Aji for the Regional News in Bamenda.
And that does it for today's Regional News, in which you heard working class women in the Center region say organization and discipline are their secret.